delightful screeching sound of Walls of Genius in the background. Walls of Genius and Miracle, and a knowing nod from across the way. We'll keep that going in the background. We're going to try a little experiment today and keep Walls of Genius going. Walls of Genius are from Boulder, Colorado. I think they're from Boulder. Yeah. And this is a tape brought down from George. The name of the tape is Chalkboard Jungle, recorded in 1985. Musicians on this session include Leo Goya, George Stone, Gian Stureskik, Ivan Cantor, Dave Zichtenberg, Joe Gattola, Del Hoft, Sparkahout, Angela, Aaron, Eldora, and Mingus. Now, part of the reason I were playing the Wall of Genius tape is that I believe one of the members, if not a few members, are involved in the Church of the Subgenius. Is that not right, or am I...
What's that? Introduce me.
What's the story? And it's 5:33 here at CKLN, and it's time for J.R. Bob Dobbs and another installment of the Church of the Subgenius. Welcome. I'm sorry. I've just become so accustomed to your face, and maybe I'm being a little, little casual and informal with you.
Yes.
Well, the genius, yeah. So George brought this in, and we meant to play it last week, but we're playing it this week.
Yeah, now, I don't think they knew about the Subgenius Church, but the Duke Church, but George has become a convert of the radio show, and he has informed them of my activities.
That's right.
And it's just a coincidence they have a title, their group is called Wall of Genius.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the Subgenius thing.
Okay.
So they are members of the new church, the real church, the ever-living church.
My apologies. Before that, let me just quickly tell people what we were listening to, the Sound Symposium, a compilation tape from the Sound Symposium held in Newfoundland, put together by Don Wary, and it's held every other year. It's a biennial event. This is the tape from the 1986 issue. It's a collection of works at the Sound Symposium, a celebration of sound, bringing artists from many disciplines to Newfoundland every other summer, where they join in exploring the relationships amongst their art form.
They're specialists.
They're specialists. Welcome back, and short musical interlude. We're going to keep this on. Is that all right?
All right with me.
Are you finding yourself unable to concentrate or go into a trance?
Come on.
Silly question, I guess.
I can't even hear sound.
Well, I had a question. I've been
good.
Over Thanksgiving weekend, I had a...
When?
Thanksgiving weekend.
For what?
This past weekend.
Thanks for what?
Thanks for Slack.
Have you got it?
I've got it.
Okay.
I just slept all weekend.
Okay.
So I'm feeling good about myself and about my relationship with the church. I'm still a dupe, but I'm not as duped as maybe I was when I first began many
months
ago.
Well, you have a privileged position because you're getting alchemically transformed just by being with me, so that has been not a privilege for over 5 years because I had to go underground. So you're the first of the new reality.
Many people envy my position.
Yes.
I acknowledge that. But I wanted to ask you, I think maybe we're nearing election time. Maybe not. I mean, it could be another 4 or 5 years off. Could be 2 months down the road. But I'd like
probably depends on fundraising.
Depends on many, many, many things. How many mics work. And,
yes.
I wanted to ask you about the Council of Ten. Perhaps you could explain to some of our listeners what the Council is. I guess who the membership comes of. And I think it would be important because it's a relevant thing. And people say, yeah, I want to vote for Bob, but what the hell is the Council of Ten? Anyways, I'll pass it on to you.
Okay, well, remember when I spoke about Rai, the original separateness of consciousness?
Last week.
And yes, several weeks ago, I think. Maybe you didn't hear it. Maybe Mike
was
Dyer.
Mike
Hansen was...
We're interchangeable,
are you
Mike.
Dyer?
I'm Dyer. I'm Dyer Dupe. With Hansen Dupe.
Right. The Rai, the original separateness, returned to the plane of essence in 67, but at the February 1967, and that was the manifestation on the inner plane, and on the outer plane, to prove it, the viewer became the screen via the television medium and the television environment. That was the outer manifestation of this inner plane reality, where the original separateness, which caused a lot of the dupe pink activity, returned to essence in February 1967. It was about that time that television had become generally a world environment. All right? Now, the Council of Ten refers to the style of government in Venice through the Middle Ages, even maybe up to 1798 when Napoleon kicked their asses, you know, and moved in. And They were in the interval position in the medieval activity between the Asia and the West in Europe. So they had the key position, much like Switzerland has today financially, Israel has in the Middle East. It's a fulcrum point between, American group and versus the Russian group, right? It's the balancing. So in that interval, you have a lot of power and influence, even though you're tiny. That was the role of the Venetian Council of Ten. They operated out of Venice, but they really were ruthless in the way they set up death squads and orchestrated the sensitive position they were in. Where they were in the position, Marco Polo's story talks about this, where they were selling arms to the Muslim world, the Turk world, while funding Christian knights to preserve and protect the Holy Land. So they were caught, you know, doing double dealing like Oliver North and that. So the Council of Ten's a metaphor for this solar government activity today that are caught in the interval between the various factions, the Rockefeller faction, the Rothschild European Bolshevik faction, and the secret Christian faction in Russia. All right? So those three factions, the interval is the one that has to, even though they're enemies and operate in the same room, they're enemies and they have to get together in the same room because the complexity of intermedia interaction of various corporate environments means that they have to relate. It's like in the movie Whistleblower. Did you see that movie? At the end, the British Secret Service head meets with the Russian Secret Service head. I mean, they know each other. But they're at the pinnacle of massive corporate environments, which are fragmented and separated as they get around the globe. That is the Council of Ten, and that's what I have managed to infiltrate. I am a member of that group. I work with them. They are not sure of my position. I mean, from different members of the Council of Ten consider me allies or adversary, depending on their position in various events. So this is the only decision-making apparatus left in the world. And I hope to be able to control that apparatus to sort of tip the slant plane into a luck plane.
So elections are not held on any regular basis?
No. It depends on when the crisis. Now, with the attempt by Treasury Secretary Baker to maybe get the world's economy back on the gold standard or a basket of metals, they have put the Reagan-Contragate, Iran-gate, to the shelf a bit because they don't want that distracting from a more serious problem, which is the financial turmoil. And that turmoil is indicated by the suggestion that maybe we should move back to not a gold standard, but a standard based on a basket of metals. All right, that is a sign. When you start talking financial shifts and strategies, that gets people on the gut level, and that's a sign that we are moving around decision-making time. So you're right, the decision and election could happen any time this fall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, we won't even try to predict, but just to remind people to get their pens and papers ready, buy the radio, and get that phone number down when it comes, because it could come at any time.
That's right. It would be on a Wednesday.
It would be on a Wednesday, of course.
I mean, that is part of what is in the Bible and the Book of Revelation, that it will be a Wednesday. That's why my show.
You won't hear it on as it happens. You won't see it on the national. It will be here Wednesday between 5:30 and 6, so you know that you won't miss it if you are
a regular listener. You see, that's why, Mike, you were partly picked to play the May Brussels tapes, because we knew your slot on Wednesday was the slot several years ago, was the one when I would have to do it. So yeah. I set up an alliance with you and duped you into working with me, which you, of course, don't feel duped at all now. The rewards are phenomenal.
But at the time, of course, I was naive enough to accept it. And,
yes.
And foolish. But not foolish, but I mean just irresponsible. Not irresponsible.
It was the deep Bob soul in you that responded. Yeah. Give yourself a little credit.
Well,
even though you didn't know you had the credit.
Okay, I think we should get back into the Yakutizma tape.
That's right, the Yakutizma. We're going to, just a little summary, we're going to begin at the point, it's a little layover from last week,
okay,
where Philo Drummond is celebrating the biggest swindle in the 20th century when I personally convinced the government of the United States to put fluoride in the water. That was an incredible swindle I pulled off, and massive amounts of money were sort of accumulated around my first movements into the Council of Ten zone, and I needed that money, so I had to sort of poison the teeth of people and that. But there were certain elements in the fluoridation that nobody knew that I put in there that was building people's subgenius glands.
Okay. You are listening to CKLNFM 88.1. You've been listening to the voice of J.R. Bob Dobbs. This is the Church of the Subgenius. We're about to hear. This is the tape from Dallas. And my name is Mike Dupe Dyer, and we'll be here until 6 o'clock.
Hello, dear friends. This is Dr. Philo Drummond again, speaking to you from on the road, way out there, where you're not. But I have just a couple of quick little messages I'd like to give to you. A beach ball.
Well, away as a large ball. The large ball will break up into small balls. And the small balls, by this time, will have coalesced, you see, into one great large ball of themselves.
Miracle-type ball, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's how many members we have in the Church of the Subteen.
Ask me another question, and I'll answer it with another question. And ask me another question.
I've led to this moment in time. One might as well ask,
how many angels can fit on the head of a pin?
And Dad, how many heads has Jane or Hypercleef launched? How many golfers has Sterno beheaded?
Questions like these remain answered or unanswered. A fine way to end this week's tape. A little disappointed, actually, with this week's tape, Bob.
What? Come on, there was a lot of talk there about me and my past.
Yeah, a few things that I thought were perhaps in bad taste.
Well, what's the ground for bad taste? Who's the audience you're referring to? What's the standard?
But I guess I'm using my own standards, which are, you know, relatively conservative.
That's all you've got left before you have slack, is your own standards, right?
Yeah.
And I can understand that. All right.
Yeah.
I have to do something, Mike. But not with you, but I'm going to do something here.
No.
I'd like to use some of my psychic ability to read the audience that we've got right now. I want to do a little classroom testing, okay?
So how can I help out?
Just listen.
Be myself.
Just be ready. Okay, now, I'm just it's very easy to slip into this sensitivity. It's kind of like audience research. Now, we have a Kenneth out in Palmerston Boulevard. Ken's been listening for the last 3 weeks. I'm not going to give his last name, but Ken's listening. And listening and lusting. Now, Ken, basically, you've shown good dedication, but you are a pink. And I don't know if you can get slack this lifetime. But keep listening because you can build up that karmic backlog. Right? Okay, Ken, now I'm going to scan over. Okay, now I'm moving in on the Mississauga area. On Old Henderson Road, I pick up. There's a Charlena. Charlena, here's your mark for the fall term. Yes, you are a subgenius. Congratulations. All right, so it's 1-1. Okay, now, let's move on over to...
This is terribly exciting from my point of view. I'm traveling with you.
Okay.
I'm in Mississauga.
I'm going to...
It's lonely.
I got a new listener. Near Barry.
Barry?
I'm picking up Bradford. There's a new listener. A fine lady. She's a psychic herself. And picking up, I don't even know if she's paying attention to this. She's very busy right now. But she is listening. I don't even think she has the radio on. I'm not sure, but I can tell. I can pick very strong subgenius. I can pick it up.
Wow.
She doesn't even have to listen. But she will be there for the day I run, the day I give up the phone number. She will be phoning in. Her synchronicity, she'll just happen to hear the show that day, and she will vote correctly.
Even though it's long distance.
That's right.
Doesn't matter.
So that's that. Now, here's another final person. We run out of time, right?
No,
okay.
We're fine. Travel. Take your time. Don't get hurt.
Buffalo. Okay, I'm picking up Buffalo. A lot of bees today. Bradford, Buffalo, Barry.
Let it happen.
Yes. This guy is, it's funny, he's a Republican. He voted for Reagan. His name is Joseph. Joseph, middle initial is A, okay?
Cause no last names here.
There's two Josephs listening in Buffalo right now. And, distraction, okay. Two Josephs listening in Buffalo, so we particularize it's Joseph A. He voted Republican, Now, in his case, he's a subgenius, and this is, no wonder, this is a lesson. He has not been paying attention. He is being back transformed into Pink Hood, which is a very rare, that never happens, really. So it's not because he voted Republican. That was a smart move to vote Republican in 1980. It created a lot of good business opportunities for him at that point. But something has gone wrong where he has lost sight of his motives, and he is now being, can you imagine, mutated back to Pink Hood? Oh, that's horrible, horrible. Okay, Joe, we're leaving you. You deal with it.
Get out of Joe.
Just keep listening or something, Joe. That's a bad situation. Okay, now for our final reading, we'll still, okay.
Yeah, I have time for one more, and then we cut you off.
Okay, now here it is.
You can continue traveling, but the station has
to. That's right. Now here's the class mark for a person. Okay, now this is interesting. This person is a programmer, a DJ, okay, and they're on the radio right now, okay, and I don't know how they're doing it, but they're listening to me while they're working on the radio. That person, and the person's name is Mike. My God, his name is Mike. Now, Mike is a pink, but now Mike is transmuting. It's amazing. This Mike, who's a programmer, some radio station in Toronto, and he's on the air right now, and he's actually listening to me. I don't know how he's doing working at the same time. He's talking. He's performing as a DJ. He's a pink, but he's mutating. This is a good story. This is a good example of the opposite of Joe. Joe is back transforming. You know, he's returning back to the pink state. This is a pink who actually has enough will to really transform within the next 6 months.
To move forward.
And I think this person's going to become a subgenius. So whoever that Mike is who's listening, who's performing right now, congratulations, you pass.
Good luck. Next week, more Yakutizma or other things?
No, on to the next tape. Yakutizma, I explained last week, I can't refer back to every time.
Thanks for coming down again. Prayer, Bob Dobbs, Church of the Subgenius. Take it away.
Praise, Bob.